All right, I've got 6 o'clock, so I'd like to call to order the August 11th, 2020 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Ms. Ancona, will you please do a roll call?
Chair Gamble?
Here.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Here.
Okay. Commissioner Bergsma?
Here.
Commissioner Hurst?
Here.
Commissioner Hong?
Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
And Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right. Thank you very much. If you guys will just listen as I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we've got everybody else muted, so if you'd like to say it along with me, that's fine. So we won't have too much feedback, but I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody to our August 11th meeting and for joining in on Zoom remotely again. I think we've all been doing this a while now, so but if there's anybody new, I'm just going to go over a few housekeeping items before we get started. Our meeting will proceed just like our regular in-person meetings, and we will have times for public comments. I will let you know when it is appropriate to make a comment. If you are using and calling in to this meeting via phone, you will need to press *9 to raise your hand when there of time is appropriate. And if you are on your computer or mobile device, then you will click on the participant button, and then there is a raise your hand, and it has a little hand icon. And then that will notify me that you have a question or comment that you would like to make, and I will unmute you at that time. So I would also like to welcome Vice Mayor Barrett and turn the time over to her for the Town Council update.
Hi, yes, thank you. I appreciate being here, and I have seen several of you attending many of the neighborhood meetings, and I want to thank you for your participation in those, as those have been online and on Zoom. I appreciate all of you doing that. On our past July 15th council meeting, we approved the final budget for the 2021 fiscal year. We looked at some proposed code amendments to the EEZ, and we anticipate looking at those again in September, as they did not pass one way or the other. We did approve proposed code amendments to the C1, C2, and Tech Park zoning districts that were recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission. And we approved an annexation strategy that would help us to identify, prioritize, and prepare for future annexations. Now in August, the Town Council is on our traditional August break, and we have upcoming meetings in September looking at a few final plat amendments for Saguaro Viejos, Capella, etc. There will be some study sessions and things regarding the noise code amendment and some other things. So we'll be taking a look at those things in September, and we appreciate it. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. I totally skipped past the call to the audience. So during this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any item not listed on tonight's agenda. So pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commissioners may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda item, or respond to criticism made by the speaker. However, the commission may not discuss matters raised during the call to the audience. So if you wish to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda tonight, please notify us now by clicking the raise your hand icon or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will give everybody a couple seconds to do that if they are interested. It looks like we don't have anybody, so I will close the call to the audience. And we will get started with tonight's first agenda item. Ms. Ancona, will you please read that for us?
Yep. Okay. Review and approval of the July 7th, 2020 regular session meeting minutes.
All right. Could I get a motion for that? Hal?
Yes, I move to approve the minutes for the July 7th, 2020 regular session.
All right, great. Can I get a second from Commissioner Hurst?
I second the motion.
All right, Ms. Ancona, can we please do a roll call vote on that?
Sure. Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Commissioner Hurst?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
And Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
Motion passes 7-0.
All right. Thank you. And Ms. Ancona, can you, I please get you to read out our second agenda item.
Public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding a zoning code text amendment to section 22.13 and associated sections updating the required findings for a variance.
All right, thank you. And I will turn the time over to Ms. Sims, who will be presenting.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. My name is Melanie Sims, and I'm a principal planner with the town of Oro Valley. So our purpose this evening is to present a proposed code amendment to update the findings for variance applications. As stated last month when we asked for initiation, there was a recent variance case that triggered the need for the town to review the findings for further alignment with state law. Although state law has not changed, there have been court rulings as recent as 2017, providing further clarity on how to apply the findings in conformance with the law. As such, this amendment is really a legal exercise necessary for adding clearer guidance to applicants, staff, and the board for consistent application of the findings in conformance with the law. This item is being presented this evening for discussion and possible action. So first, I want to provide some background about the variance process. Variance requests are seeking modifications to utilize existing zoning standards. The Board of Adjustment is the decision-making body for variance requests. The board was established by state law, but unlike the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Board of Adjustment is quasi-judicial. This means appeals of their decisions are heard by the court, not by town council. As such, it is imperative the board takes a legalistic approach to reviewing all cases. And to grant a variance, the board must find the request meets all the findings established in zoning code and state law. So as with many other jurisdictions in the state, the town of Oro Valley has tailored the language of the findings. However, these customizations create potential for conflicting with state law. The proposed code amendment is largely housekeeping to reduce this customization by utilizing language that's verbatim of state law and incorporating the additional direction provided through case law on how to apply the findings. Again, because the board is quasi-judicial, it is extremely important the findings are legally defensible and in alignment with the law. I will now go through each finding. So the existing and proposed language for the first finding is shown on the screen. The new language for the code is shown in bold caps under proposed. I'm not going to read all of the slide, but the purpose of the changing for finding one is to clearly define what a special circumstance is. State law clearly defines a special circumstance as a condition only applicable to the property with regard to its size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings. Essentially, this finding evaluates if there is something special about the property prohibiting the owner from utilizing an existing zoning standard. This language is in the existing code and is verbatim of state law. So part of the change for finding one is housekeeping to make sure it is very clear that special circumstances are only those strictly related to the conditions applicable to the land. But the second part of this code amendment is new information. Per case law, if those conditions of the land impact building configuration, then the existing building can also be a special circumstance. I want to point out that the language shown on the screen is slightly different than what was provided in your packet. Specifically, the word existing has been added before building to be even clearer as to what is being evaluated as part of this finding. At the end of my presentation, I will be providing an amended motion to capture this change for the commission to consider. So to further explain finding one, there are two examples shown on the screen that both represent variance cases. Both variance cases were seeking to construct a detached accessory structure. The image on the left is a scenario where the special circumstances of the land, which in this case were sloped areas, reduced the buildable area of the lot to where the existing home is constructed. Therefore, the existing home was considered a special circumstance and this finding was met. However, the image on the right shows a scenario where although the lot is oddly shaped and had some slopes, there are not special circumstances, including the existing building placement applying to the land. As you can see, there was an area graded where a detached structure could have been built. The second finding is directly associated with the first. Similarly, the proposed language, again shown in bold caps, is largely housekeeping to align with state law and incorporate new direction provided through case law. The purpose of this change is to explicitly apply the special circumstances in finding one to this finding and define who an owner is. So for this finding, the board is evaluating if there are special circumstances applicable to the land, and if so, who created them? Per case law, owner includes both past and current. Ultimately, a current owner should not be in a better position to have a variance granted than the previous owner who created the hardship. Looking at the example from finding one, the image on the left meets this finding because the owner, past or present, did not create the special circumstance, which again are steep slopes on the land. However, in the second example, the graded area, which could have been used for a detached accessory structure, had a septic tank on it. As such, the owner, whether past or previous, created this hardship by choosing to put the septic tank in the remaining buildable area. The intent of the third finding is to evaluate if a variance is needed to grant a property right. But what do we mean by property right? The existing code isn't very clear, but the answer to this question is very important as rights vary between areas. As you know, the setbacks are different on large lot residential areas than those of townhomes. This is why state law provides context by stating a granting of a variance is necessary for the privilege or right enjoyed by others in the same zoning classification and within the same zoning district. The language added to this finding is verbatim of state law to provide focus for consistent application. The fourth finding is also a housekeeping item for the amendment. The state gives the board the ability to add conditions to assure granting of a variance does not create a special privilege. The change here also uses language that is verbatim of the law by replacing the word imposes such with is subject to. So an example of this is if a setback were reduced, it would be appropriate for the Board of Adjustment to apply a condition for the applicant to provide dense landscaping to reduce the visibility of the structure. Lastly, the fifth finding is not established in state law. As I stated earlier, many jurisdictions tailor the findings to meet their needs, and this includes adding findings. However, it is important to mention that any additional findings must be legally defensible. As with regulating land use, this finding is a function of constitutional police power afforded to jurisdictions for the protection of public health, safety, and welfare. So even though it is not established in state law as a variance finding, I can't emphasize enough that this customized finding is appropriate because it is legally defensible and gives the town the ability to factor in public health, safety, and welfare when considering variance cases. There are no changes proposed for this finding. All code amendments are reviewed for conformance with the general plan, and although there are not goals or policies directly related to this code amendment, it is supported by the general plan as a legal effort to better align with state law. Additionally, staff met with the Board of Adjustment to gather feedback and discuss the proposed amendment since it directly affects their duties. The feedback was minimal. There were not any outstanding questions from the Board of Adjustment. Again, as you may have noticed, the proposed changes provide further clarity and guidance in applying the findings in conformance with state law. So in summary, the proposed amendment updates the required findings for variance cases by utilizing verbiage from state law and incorporating new direction provided through case law. The amendment will help applicants, staff, and the Board of Adjustment process and consider variance requests, and as such, staff does recommend approval with the amended motion to amend finding one to clarify the building as existing. This concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Malini, I appreciate that presentation. I am going to turn some time over to questions for the commission now. So if any of the commission members have questions, please raise your hand now. Okay, and I'd also like to open, because Joe, this is a public hearing, correct?
Chair Gamble, that's correct. This is a zoning code amendment, so it is a public hearing.
Okay, so I would now, since the commission did not have any questions, I would like to open up the public hearing now. And if you are a member of the community and have any questions or comments that you would like to share, please click on the participant button in the kind of bottom middle of the Zoom screen. And then the participant box will come up, and then there will be a raise your hand feature button that you can click. Please click that now, or if you are calling in, please dial *9 on your phone now. So I'll give a little bit more time to give everybody a chance. But it doesn't look like we have any public input, so I will close the public hearing on this and turn the time back to the commissioners for discussion. So if any of the commissioners have aspects they would like to discuss, please do so now by raising your hand. And as I'm not seeing any, I guess I will ask for a motion. Vice Chair Harrington. All right. Oh, can you unmute yourself? We can't hear you. There we go. Oh, no. You're still muted. Okay, now.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I move that we recommend approval of the zoning code amendments to sections 22.3 and associated sections to update the required findings for variance for conference of state law.
Did we want to include Ms. Malini's change, putting the word in to her? She actually provided separate information to add a word.
Yes, I would like to make that additional amendment.
All right, so we've got a motion. Do I have a second for that? Ellen, you've got, or Commissioner Hong, you've got your hand raised.
Yeah, briefly for a while, I just wanted to clarify, or wanted to obtain or get some clarification on what exact difference there may be between the state law and ours. Perhaps it's all in bold. Just looking through it to make sure that I understand. I understand it's timely and even necessary to update our code, but I just wanted maybe a, you know, really, you know, summary as to what exactly, I mean, other than it being kind of aged, you know, 15, 16 years since we last updated our code. If Winnie or someone from Township can clarify that for me.
Chair Gamble, the first thing we need to do is get a second, and then we can start asking questions. You're in the middle of your motion.
Sorry.
That is okay. Would you like to second the motion? Or I can ask one of the other commissioners. I know Commissioner Posey has her hand raised as well.
I would like to second the motion.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Sturman. Can we please do a roll call vote, Ms. Ancona?
Did we want to answer some of Ms. Hong's questions?
Before? Oh, do we? Okay. Yes, that's allowed.
That is
Thank you.
Okay. Chair,
I wasn't sure on the timing of that.
Okay. Okay.
Chair Gamble, I'm going to ask Ms. Sims to go ahead and address that, if you don't mind.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Spaeth. Chair Gamble, Commissioner Hong. So largely, the changes between state law and the Oro Valley Zoning Code are what is in bold, the actual amendment language. So it's clarifying further some of those points. So specifically for the first finding, just to quickly summarize, it's making sure it's clear that the special circumstances are applicable to the land. For the second finding, it is making sure that those same special circumstances are used in finding two that were used in finding one, as well as specifying that the owner is both the current and any previous owners. For finding three, it's adding that context. Specifically in state land, it says that a right that you are trying to get a variance for is something that somebody with the same zoning district, within the same zoning district, a classification is enjoying. So that language for finding three is specific to state law. And then the last finding that's in state law for finding four is just the wording, changing it to allow the board to apply conditions. So the wording that's proposed is mostly verbatim. For all the code amendments, some of it is a little bit different, and that's where we've incorporated what the case law is directing in terms of how to apply those code amendments. So that's kind of a quick summary, but let me know.
Okay, and the case law in reference, is that the state case law, or is that from Oro Valley?
So, Commissioner Hong, those are court rulings that have been heard by the state. It's not Oro Valley.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think any of the cases were in Oro Valley. They're all statewide, and Mr. Andrews can definitely probably provide more information on those.
What these are what you call reported cases. Reported cases are the ones that are actually placed in the big books behind my desk in my office. And to get reported, it has to make it up into the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court of the state of Arizona. And that's where the case law comes from. It's a group of judges generally telling us that we did something right or we did something wrong or this is the way we want you to do it. And that's why we incorporated it.
All right, Commissioner Hong, are you feeling like your questions are answered and you're understanding?
Very much so, thank you.
Okay, great. So, Ms. Ancona, can we please have a roll call vote then for Vice Chair Harrington's motion?
Okay. Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Commissioner Hurst?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
I had a question. I'm sorry, I looked and my hand was still up, so.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I just want to clarify something. Mr. Andrews, can I do that now, or?
Well, if you wait till after the motion, it won't make any difference, will it?
Well, that's true.
So, no, please run your question. You're the
one. Okay, it's just to clarify. I believe the motion was made to amend Section 22.3. I was wondering if that shouldn't be 22.13.
I'd have to look at the code. I think okay. Maybe probably be better able to answer that. I don't know if it's 223 or 2213. Because I don't have the code. Oh, well, I may have it open here. Hang on.
The documents indicate 22.13.
Ah.
Okay. So do we need another motion or?
Just needs to be a corrected.
Okay.
Yeah, I can answer. It is 22.13. Thank you.
Right. So if you would like, Commissioner Posey, before the vote is completed, or we can actually withdraw the motions and start again.
Okay.
Well, who would the maker of the motion withdraw their motion?
I will withdraw the motion.
Okay. And the second goes with it. Now we can try again since we had the wrong section and Commissioner Posey was brilliant enough to point out to us that we missed.
Would you like me to do the motion, Jacob, or do you want to?
Sure, have at it.
Okay, I move to recommend approval of the zoning amendment to Section 22.13 and associated sections to update the required findings for a variance for conformance with state law.
I think we also want to fix a part of this with Ms. Malini's additional word in one of the findings. Malini could chime in because I don't have that
sure.
Andy.
Okay.
Can I ask something, Joe? It's actually 22.13C.
22.13 is fine.
Yeah. It is fine.
All right.
It's a subsection of it. We're good.
All
right. Okay. Okay, Malini's going to make sure we get the right wording in the right section so that we don't miss. I can pull up the motion. There we go.
That it's 22.13.
Yeah. And all we have to do to Commissioner Posey is amending finding one to clarify the building as existing.
I'm sorry.
If you would add to your motion, it says subject to amending finding one to clarify the building as existing. That was
okay.
Something that we tried to put in there, but we keep missing. We've missed it.
Okay. All right. So this is subject to amending.
Finding one.
I'm sorry.
Subject to amending finding one.
Finding one.
To clarify the building as existing.
To clarify the building as existing.
Okay, I think we're there.
Is that right?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Sorry to butt in so much.
No, sir. That's good.
I'm glad we can catch this now. Great job, everyone. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Sherman. All right. Ms. Ancona, will you please do a roll call vote?
Sure. Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Commissioner Hurst?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
And Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
Motion passes 7-0.
All right, thank you. Great catches, guys. That was a tricky one at the end, and you guys did awesome. All right, Ms. Ancona, will you please read agenda item number 3?
Discussion and possible action to initiate a zoning code amendment to allow planning and zoning administrator review and potential approval of minor building setback reductions.
All right, thank you. I'm going to turn the time over to Mrs. Oden for the staff presentation.
All right, thank you, Chair Gamble. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yep.
Great, thank you. So I'm not going to, or I don't have a PowerPoint this evening, so it's just going to be a brief verbal presentation, but good evening. I'm Chair Gamble, members of the commission. My name is Hannah Oden, and I'm a senior planner with the town of Oro Valley. So the purpose of this proposed code amendment initiation is to enable staff to conduct research and draft a proposed code amendment that would allow administrative review and potential approval of minor building setback reductions. So currently, any reduction in building setbacks are allowed per the zoning, or as allowed per the zoning code, no matter how minor, do require a variance application that must be considered and approved by the Board of Adjustment. Variance requests require 5 specific findings to be met per the zoning code and state law. And these are often very difficult to meet unless unique special circumstances apply to a property. Even if building setback reductions are minor and have no adverse effects to surrounding properties, these are often denied by the Board of Adjustment because the 5 specific findings have not been satisfied. This proposed zoning code amendment initiation is being presented to the Commission for consideration as a result of a recent Board of Adjustment case when a 2.5-foot building setback encroachment request was denied at a historic property. The board found that the request did not meet all 5 findings required for any variance approval. So in staff's view, the board did absolutely the right thing from a legal standpoint. The challenge is that the legally high standards of granting a variance are not conducive to addressing a very minor setback encroachment when there are no adverse impacts to surrounding properties or the community and the and when the neighbors are also in agreement. Currently, there is no avenue for administrative relief for minor building or minor setback reductions. Other jurisdictions in Arizona do have opportunities for administrative relief with minor setback encroachments without the need to go through the required legal framework of the variance process. The proposed code amendment initiation would enable staff to research the feasibility of the zoning code amendment to allow administrative review and potential approval of minor building setback reductions based on criteria and when warranted. If initiated, staff would draft a proposed code amendment to be considered by the Planning and Zoning Commission at subsequent public hearings and will ultimately be presented to Town Council for consideration. So that concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, are there any? I already see a hand. So with commissioners, it's our chance to ask questions right now, and then we'll do the public hearing after that. Commissioner Sturman?
Yes. What I was trying to understand is the word minor. Should there be any quantitative aspect to that point? You know, a perspective of minor could be 10 feet, or it could be what this case is with 2.5. But I think that we really ought to consider some minimum or maximum, and amplify the word minor. That's my interest right now in the question.
Chair Gamble, Member Sturman, if I could, that's something we would definitely look at as part of a code amendment should the commission choose to initiate this.
Does that answer your question?
How would you look at it? I mean, is it going to be considered in a quantitative manner, or is it just going to be a subjective aspect of saying, well, you know, what they're proposing is minor? And I'm a person that sometimes the word minor or major, you know, needs some type of real definition. That's what I'm just bringing up.
And Chair Gamble, Member Sturman, thank you for the question. And I apologize to Ms. Oden. I stepped on her toes a little bit here because I know she could have answered this too. I was trying to just be direct and to the point. So there is a standard and a requirement in state law that development standards like setbacks can only be reduced by no more than 10%. So yes, we anticipate that state law standard would be translated into whatever the form this potential code amendment would take. So yes, there definitely will be a numerical standard in the proposed amendment.
Thank you very much.
All right, Commissioner Bergsma.
Yes, thank you, Chair Gamble. This is more of a comment than a question. I guess in my experience, I think it's entirely appropriate for staff to have the ability to deal with minor adjustments or changes to standards as long as they're minor. And I know that's, you're not at the point yet where you determine what minor really is, although there is some guidance in state law. I think the caveat to that would be that whatever criteria are applied would be as clear and objective as possible. So there's not a lot of discretion on the part of staff as to whether those criteria are met or not. So that would be my guidance. I guess I do have one question, and that is typically when you allow for a minor adjustment to the standards, even then there's the ability to appeal that decision. How would an appeal process work in this kind of a situation?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Bergsma, so that would be something that we would look at. Other jurisdictions, it's appealable to the Board of Adjustment. So that would be something through our research that we would get more information on for the proposed code amendment. But there would definitely be a process for appeal.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Commissioner Posey.
Yes, actually, Mr. Sturman and Mr. Bergman, y'all both answered pretty much. I mean, that was the concern I had as well, emphasis on minor, the building setback minor, because it's broad and it needs to be more specific. Same. Thank you.
All right. Do any other commissioners have comments or questions? Doesn't look like it, so I am going to open the public hearing. So if anybody from the public has a question or comment, if you could please click on the raise your hand button or dial *9. And we have one, Tracy Alexander, and I believe she had we had all received an email with her comments today as well. So Tracy, if you will unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, commissioners, and thanks for your time today. My name is Tracy Alexander, and I'm an Oro Valley resident, and I'm the owner of the historic property that was referenced in Agenda Item 3. I'd like to express my excitement and support for the initiation of this zoning code amendment. You've probably never heard the word excitement used for a zoning ordinance, but that's how I feel. Our 1959 home is a well-preserved example of a distinctive Thomas Gist design. He was a well-known local mid-century modern architect. This is the only unaltered home of its kind in Oral Valley. We have been working with the Oral Valley Historic Preservation Commission at their request to become one of the first private residences listed on the local registry. The original carport is suffering from wood rot and must be removed. We hired a local preservation architect named John Murto to design a replacement structure for the carport that maintains the historic integrity of the home. John designed an enclosed garage to be built off the front wall of the house to preserve its historic significance and make it compatible yet different so as not to imply it is part of the original. In order to set the garage off the front wall, we needed 2.5 feet into the front setback. Currently, there is a 5-foot burnt adobe privacy wall located where we would like to put the garage wall. We were denied a building permit under the current Oral Valley zoning codes and directed to appeal to the Board of Adjustment. We presented our case to them on July 28th and lost the appeal. While we may disagree with their findings, we understand that they are doing their job and respect their need to hold to the state criteria. We are devastated by this outcome, however, and can't believe the preservation of our 60-year-old home is in jeopardy over a few feet. An amendment to the zoning code to allow for staff to grant small building setback reductions would provide us with an avenue to preserve our home and replace the carport with a compatible structure, thus keeping the historical integrity intact. The ability for residents of Oral Valley to obtain these kinds of common sense authorizations for small exceptions is a win-win for homeowners and the town's planning and zoning department, instead of an ordinance which has no room for granting small encroachments. As other municipalities in Arizona have the ability to grant such relief, it follows that they have recognized the need for this type of authorization. I encourage Oral Valley to consider this proposed code amendment initiation and ultimately its adoption. Thank you so much for your time and consideration of this agenda item.
All right, thank you, Tracy. Is there any other members of the public that have a comment or question they would like to make? I do not see any more hands, so I am going to close the public hearing portion of this meeting and turn back to the commissioners for discussion. So if anybody has any questions before we make a motion or comments or concerns, if you could ask those now, that would be great. Vice Chair Harrington.
Question for staff. What are the legal ramifications if we do not approve this motion or this motion that's before us?
Chair Gamble, Vice Chair Harrington, we as staff would not pursue the proposed code amendment if it is not initiated by the commission.
Secondary question.
Your question. Sorry.
Secondary question, would there be any legal ramifications for the town of Oral Valley if we did not move forward with it?
Mr. Harrington, if we're going to get into legal ramifications, I'd push us into an executive session to have a discussion before I'd offer it up in the middle of a meeting.
Understand. I just wanted to see if there was any code amendment situations that may.
What I can say is there is no requirement in state law that there be a process for amending the zoning on a property administratively.
Thank you. That answers my question.
All right. Was there any other questions from the commission, comments, concerns? I'm not seeing any, so I will ask for a motion at this time. Commissioner Bergsma.
Yes, I think it's worth pursuing this and seeing what the staff suggests, so I move to initiate zoning code amendments to potentially allow administrative approval of minor building setback reductions.
All right. And I'll ask for a second. Commissioner Posey. I think you need to unmute yourself. There we go.
Again, I have a question. I am so sorry.
Okay, question.
Well, we should second it before we can we please get a second and then we can ask questions again?
Okay.
Go ahead. All right. Commissioner Sturman?
I second that motion.
All right. So we got a motion on the floor being second, and Commissioner Posey, you have a question, so I will turn the time back over to you for that.
Okay. I did not realize that this number three on the agenda was open to a public hearing, but is that correct?
It's not a public hearing. The chair decided to open it up to the public. She called it a public hearing. I wasn't going to try in the middle of the meeting.
Oh.
All right. It didn't have to be a public hearing. She has discretion. Okay. Chair Gamble has discretion to say she can let the public speak.
Okay. Yes. That public hearing, I just didn't see it. And
I knew there was someone who wanted to make a comment beforehand.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm not going to hang up on what we call it.
All right.
May I ask a question also?
Commissioner Posey, are you... Have your questions been answered?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Okay. Commissioner Sturman.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Gamble. One of the things is, I know we made a motion on the word minor. Should we quantify by saying either in a percentage or a numerical form of minor? Or am I getting too nicky?
Yeah, Chair Gamble, Member Sturman, so... Those details will come, if this should be approved and initiated, those details will come back to you as that public hearing, and we can certainly get into the nuances as part of that public hearing, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right, any other questions? No, okay, so we've got our motion, it's been second. Joe, am I good to call for a roll call vote?
Chair Gamble, this is the exact time to call for a roll call vote.
Excellent. Mrs. Anacotta, can you please do the roll call vote?
Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Nay.
Nay?
Nay.
Okay. Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Commissioner Hurst?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
Nay.
And Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes 5-2.
All right. Thank you, everyone. That is our last agenda item, so I will turn the time over to Mr. Spaeth for a Planning Division update.
Yes, thank you, Chair Gamble. I want to make sure I'm on. You can hear me? Sorry. Come on. Yep. Okay. You can hear me. Thank you, Chair Gamble, members of the commission. So our next scheduled Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is scheduled for September 1st. We've got, at the moment, tentatively scheduled two items. There is a request to update the sign criteria for the Mercado at Kenyatta Hills commercial development right down the street. And now that this has been initiated, the public hearing for this proposed code amendment for the planning and zoning administrator to approve minor setback reductions will be on that agenda as of right now. We have a scheduled upcoming neighborhood meeting on September 10th at 6 p.m. regarding the general plan amendment and rezoning for the property located on the southeast or near the southeast corner of First Avenue and Tangerine Road. And just as information for commissioners, we will be setting up how to make a motion training for commissioners at the request of Chair Gamble. In groups of two commissioners to make it more a little bit more individualized and be able to ask some questions of us so that folks feel more comfortable moving forward with making motions at commission. So, dates and times have not been set up yet, but they will be sent out via email once those times are determined. So thank you, Chair Gamble. That concludes my planning update.
All right. Can I please get a motion for adjournment then? Vice Chair Harrington.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
And a second, Commissioner Sturman? Can I second that? Sorry, I think you were on mute.
I second that.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all so much for coming out. I appreciate all of your insights and participation. And we'll see you all next month.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.